This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Broadcasting and streaming live all across America, this is Home Talk USA with Michael King, where we will discuss topics pertaining to your home with industry-leading experts. Michael King is a licensed general contractor with more than 30 years of experience in home improvements and the author of Contracting with the King. Join us this hour for our segment, Invent America, with your co-host, the inventor lady, Rita Crompton. Discover what's next in the home improvement industry and explore new products and innovations. Or if you have that next great big idea, learn what it takes to bring your invention to the world as Michael King and Rita Crompton talk to America's inventors and innovators. Remember, the America of tomorrow is being invented today. We invite you to visit us at HometalkUSA.com, one of the best resources for home improvement information around today. Your best life begins with your best home, and there's no place like Home Talk. That's HometalkUSA.com. And now, we proudly present Invent America from the number one home improvement radio program in the country, Home Talk USA, with your host, the Cajun contractor, Michael King, and his co-host, the inventor lady, Rita Crompton.
Yahee! Welcome, everybody, to the Invent America Show, part of the Home Talk USA radio family. We are streaming live on the World Wide Web at HometalkUSA.com. Also, you can catch us on our network at the Genesis Communication Radio Network at GCNlive.com. And again, anything you want to know about Home Talk USA, Invent America, just go to our website at HometalkUSA.com. This is episode 1052. And counting. That's right. We got that big count off going on right now because trying to become the longest running independent home improvement radio program in the country. Wow, that's a big accomplishment. 1,052 episodes already. But I like to bring in my sidekick. They call her the inventor lady herself, Miss Rita Crompton. Rita, welcome back. How you been this week?
I am fine. How are you?
Hanging in. It's getting close. You know, I know we're making them big preparations for the International Building Show coming up, and I think in February, and it's getting close. We still got about, 5 months away, but hey, we like to plan early, don't we?
we have to. In order to pull it all together, we do have to start planning, you know, 9 months out, certainly for me, to get all my inventors lined up and you know, everybody knowing what to bring and what to do and what to say. So that's, you know, just a part of the planning that goes into, you know, so much for us is, you know, the planning of, you know, getting our inventors out there and helping them show off. But for the inventors, it is just really a whirlwind out there of information they have to weed through and mistakes that can get made. And so I feel for every one of them who calls us and it's like, you know, I wish I would have heard about you guys 5 months ago, 5 years ago. And it's like, here we are. Yep.
And I can save myself 30,000. Huh?
I know, right?
But okay, what are we going to talk about? What's on your mind this week? I know you want to talk about how inventors can really get drug into the hype of that pitch fest that you always like to say. And so let's talk about that a little bit and tell us about our guests we got planned.
I would love to. So many inventors say, well, I pitched here and I pitched there. And it's like when you chase the pitch, you're not focused on the product. You're just focused on the pitch and you chase the money. And for so many inventors, you can lose in the process because time is so critical to our inventors. And so what I want to be able to talk to is like, when do you pitch? Because there's a time. I mean, there's a place and there's a message you give, but we can give some guidelines and some steps. And so our guests today they're in, you know, a couple of different phases of learning their pitch. And then our industry expert is one that has to listen to the pitch. So he's going to fill us in, Mike Locker from Locker Innovations, on what he wants to hear.
It's kind of like reminding me of trying to get a job. But before you can go out and get a job, you have to do a resume. Well, when you do that resume, you want to make sure that you know how to do a resume. And there's certain criteria of that resume that you want. So that's kind of what we're going to do here. We're going to build up that resume, right? The correct resume to get the product on the market. Is that a good analogy?
It is. It's a very good analogy because you've got to look at who is your audience. So if you, you know, are an IT guy and you're going to pitch to, you know, a telephone company as opposed to pitching to a builder, you'd have a different set of, you know, facts that you were going to give, even though the core was the basic. So what I tell inventors is you need to address it to your audience. So is this a buyer or is this a team of people that are evaluating your message?
Yeah.
So when we look at that, it's a matter of you have to respect their time. I would say, you know, your first interview is 15 seconds long. What problem did you solve? How did you solve it? Did you use a registered patent attorney? And can we build it at a price the consumer will pay? 15 seconds. That's it.
Yep.
The next interview might be 15 minutes, and they will ask you the questions.
Yep. You hit that nail on the head. And it's about the whole body of work that we need to do, right?
Exactly. They don't want to know your life history.
Yeah.
And I'll get so many inventors, it's like, you know, all right, respect my time too. I don't need to know where you grew up and where you went to high school. I want to know what problem did you solve and how did you solve it?
Well, it's time is money. And
exactly.
We're just trying to eliminate the mistakes. And we're giving our inventors, we're giving our audience a blueprint is basically what we're doing.
Exactly. Yes, we are. Absolutely.
And I hate to say it, taking mistakes from other people and learning from them. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
And then learn from them.
And, you know, why would you think that? I tell somebody, it's like, if you're presenting and you see the guy you're presenting to look at his watch, you're lost. That's it. It's over.
Yeah.
When he looks at his watch. And
well,
when I'm a speaker at a group, they always say, did you want to present on screen? I said, no, I want to watch everybody. Because if they look at their watch or their phone while I'm talking, they're the ones that I ask the next question to.
You're right. That's right. Because at the end of the day, it's that's what it all boils down to. Is
yep.
Well, what it's a hell of a process from the time you got to think that product, you have that idea, or not just that idea of thinking it, maybe you ran across a situation and you went out to a box store looking for it and ain't there. Nobody has developed it yet. Or maybe there's a technology that's already developed that you can make better. But you still got to think it. Then you have to put that on that piece of paper. And I know I keep saying it over and over, but you got to think it. And you got to put it on something. You got to write it down. You know?
Yes, you do.
You got to draw it out.
One of the things we do is when we're taking, you know, all of our inventors, our team of inventors to the National Hardware Show, I have a class with them before the show, and it says, these are the questions that you ask to gain someone's attention, and this is the information you give them, because you literally have 10 to 15 seconds at a trade show to address what's going on. Otherwise, their mind is already off walking away, even though they may be planted still in front of you, and once you lose their focus, that's it.
Well, the thing is, and I know I just talked about that. We got the International Building Show coming up in February, but the point I'm trying to make is that you never know who's going to walk in that booth. You never know who that is.
You never know.
Never know. All right, well, there's the music. Got to pay some bills. All right, and we're talking to, Rita Crompton. Me and Rita's just talking. We're just having a great chat. But we got a great, great show for you here on the Invent America segment of our show of Home Talk USA radio program, streaming live on the Genesis Communication Radio Network at GCNLive.com. So we're going to have our first guest, first topic. Stay tuned right here. But please do us a favor. Check our Facebook out. Hit that like button. And when you hit that like button, let's tie on all that just so you can get all the education and information. Just Google Home Talk USA on Facebook and hit that like button, please. All right. We're going to be right back. Yay! We'll be right back.
Attention all Home Talk USA radio listeners. Are you an organic gardener? Finally, there's a fast-working and effective all-organic insect control available from Bonide. Bonide's Captain Jack's Dead Bug Brew is the answer to all your garden insect problems. Captain Jack's works two ways, on contact or when the insect feeds. This will ensure that your insect problems are over. Captain Jack's controls all types of insects, including caterpillars, beetles, spider mites, borers, and more. Use it on vegetables, flowers, berries, trees, shrubs, and fruit. Captain Jack's all-organic insect control is available in easy-to-use dust, liquid concentrate, ready-to-use, and ready-to-spray containers with built-in spray applicator. Pick up some Bonide's Captain Jack's Dead Bug Brew today at your local neighborhood garden center, hardware, or feed stores. Or just visit Bonide.com. That's Bonide.com to locate a retailer near you.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Welcome back to Home Talk USA with Michael King. Do you have questions about your next home improvement project or home repairs? Now you can chat with verified home repair and home improvement experts in just minutes. Get the help you need by visiting HomeTalkUSA.com, one of the best resources for home improvement information around today. Your best life begins with your best home, and there's no place like Home Talk. That's HomeTalkUSA.com. And now, back to Invent America from the number one home improvement radio program in the country. Home Talk USA with your host, the Cajun contractor Michael King, and his co-host, the Inventor Lady, Rita Crompton.
All right, welcome back to the Invent America show right here on the Home Improvement Broadcasting Network, streaming live on our network, which is the Genesis Communication Radio Network at GCNlive.com. Rita, we got a big show. Let's just jump right into it. Who's our first guest?
Our first guest is Sarah Noet. She is the inventor of Power Trowel Junior. Say that real fast five times, and you won't remember which way your tongue is going. So, anyway, Sarah, thank you so much for being with us. Sarah is, she's always lived in concrete. So, you know, no fun there, really. Grew up working with concrete with the family. And now that her children are getting a little bit older, she has invented this really cool tool. I think it's really cool that you are a woman inventing something to be used in concrete. So tell us, you know, what you can about the Trowel Junior. The patent is issued on this. And she's joining us for the National Hardware Show. So we're so excited.
Yay. Thank you so much, Rita. And Yeah, just excited to introduce the Power Trowel Junior, which is basically like a big power trowel for concrete. You know, they use the big machines when they're finishing a large job on concrete. And for the smaller jobs, stuck with just using the regular rectangle steel trowel that has been around for who knows how long, centuries. But this tool goes on the power tool, and it's like a drill bit, and it looks like a fan, and it basically presses down the concrete to finish it, and it can work for stucco and do stains and that type of thing. So that's what it is.
Excellent. So I'm excited to see it and be able to have you demo it for us at the hardware show. So you know, like we said, your patent is issued, so you've had it. Kind of, you know, been working on it, thinking about it now for a few years. How have you had to learn to fine-tune the pitch? Because one of the things that I run into so often is inventors get caught up, either they don't know their product well enough to give a good pitch, which should be just, you know, a few seconds long, or they don't know when to stop talking, which is equally as destructive. So how have you learned to do the pitch?
I'm still learning. Honestly, it's one of the reasons. It's one of the reasons why I'm educating myself and being introduced to people, you know, like you all, to maybe give me some pointers on that.
Well, you know, real quickly, let's practice. What problem did you solve?
Making it easier to finish concrete.
In a small setting, like a kitchen counter, right?
Correct. Yeah.
Yes. Because everybody thinks of concrete as being driveways and patios. We don't necessarily think of them as being a kitchen counter. But that's become more popular.
Stairs. And stairs is really common, too. You know, people use stairs. And this would work on walls as well, like stucco or wall projects, because, you know, it's vertical. It's on a drill. So... there's a lot to it, so I do get caught up.
I know. So I want you to focus then on, you know, what problem did you solve was being able to, you know, smooth that concrete in a small area because the big machine isn't going to fit on stairs or a kitchen counter. But then, you know, the next question is, how did you solve it?
Yeah. Well, my brother was involved with the invention. My brother is really the concrete artist guru, and so he solved the problem, you know, in the garage. But you know, and I was with him a lot of the times, and so I took out his invention, our invention. We're 50-50 on it, and so and basically got it through the research and development, and now trying to put it out there into the process. Into the world.
Okay. So then the third question is always, did you use a registered patent attorney?
I did.
Excellent. Good answer. That's the right answer. All right. Do you know yet that you can make it at a price a consumer will pay for it? So does it fit into that lineup of those power tools that are already on the shelf?
Yes. And I've heard that the margins that could be on this project are quite good because it doesn't cost as much to make it as what people would want to pay for it. It's a really valuable tool.
Well, that's a good place to be. We have a few others like that going to the National Hardware Show with us. So, you know, when we're looking at then that basic introductory conversation, it's what problem did you solve? How did you solve it? Did you use a registered patent attorney? And can you make it at a price the consumer will pay for it? Now, if you plan to be a startup as opposed to licensing, all right, because you don't want to be manufacturing and trying to place these yourself. So you want to license it. But there are some inventors that want to be the startup. So you don't have to have a patent to be a startup. You just have to have a patent to be able to negotiate. That's the difference. So there are times when, you know, an inventor will say, no, I'm just going to make it. And when somebody copies it, I'll run off and I'll make my next thing, which is fine. It's a business decision. Well, I feel really bad, though, when inventors have gone to market with something. They didn't get a patent on it. Somebody does knock them off. They find out they could have gotten a patent on it, and now somebody else has it, and they get accused of infringing on somebody else's work that was originally their own. Imagine that.
Yeah. Yeah. I've been really careful to be quiet about it until everything was official. That was what my attorney said to do.
Exactly. Exactly. You know, time is not your friend, but, you know, getting out there too soon is not your friend either when it comes to the marketplace. And so for you, what is your ultimate goal?
My ultimate goal is to help do-it-yourselfers work with concrete easier and have professional concrete people learn how to finish faster as well and do it in a faster time. And save their body on finishing.
So, and your next step then is going to the National Hardware Show.
I can't wait. I'm so excited. Thank you.
We are too. We're excited to have you along. So I hear the music playing. I want to let everybody know we are coming back with the next segment. If you've got an idea, you're just starting out there, let me know. We'll get you on the right track right away. I want to thank Kicker Design as one of our sponsors. They are excellent in helping you get those next prototypes done. And also Product Quick Start has joined us as a sponsor. And likewise, different groups to help people in different ways. So join us. And if you're an inventor out there, please contact me about being on the radio. We would love to have you. So stay with us. We will be right back.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
USA News Update. Israeli authorities say at least 22 people are dead and there are hundreds of casualties after today's surprise attack from the Hamas militant group. Israel has declared a state of alert for war in southern Israel, where rockets were fired from the Gaza Strip this morning. Hamas claims it has captured Israeli soldiers near the Gaza border. Over 250 casualties have been reported so far and 22 deaths. He's not heading back home to California yet.
Kevin McCarthy is refuting recent reports suggesting his intention to resign from Congress following his removal as House Speaker. McCarthy clarified to reporters that the reports are untrue.
That's John Schaefer reporting. The largest healthcare strike in U.S. history has come to an end without a contract deal. Kaiser Permanente employees will begin returning to work this morning at hospitals in California, Colorado, Oregon, and Washington. Dave Collins, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
USA with Michael King. Do you have questions about your next home improvement project or home repairs? Now you can chat with verified home repair and home improvement experts in just minutes. Get the help you need by visiting HomeTalkUSA.com, one of the best resources for home improvement information around today. Your best life begins with your best home, and there's no place like Home Talk. That's HomeTalkUSA.com. And now, back to Invent America from the number one home improvement radio program in the country, Home Talk USA, with your host, the Cajun contractor Michael King, and his co-host, the Inventor Lady, Rita Crompton.
Hey, everybody. Thanks so much for being with us this afternoon, and a big thank you to Genesis Communication Network for giving us a home. And our next guest, as we talk about all of the inventors in America and talking to all of the potential inventors in America, our guest is Andy Markles. Now, I've known Andy for a couple of years, and when he says in his little description of himself here that even his children are inventors, yes, they are. I know that for a fact. I have seen some of those products. Andy Markles is a doctor at Ball State University. Very cool. Congratulations. And I would like you to tell us about Color Keeper.
Sure. The Color Keeper, it's a simple device that we invented. It clips onto any plastic clothes hanger, and it makes hanging collared shirts very easy because you no longer have to button the buttons to keep them on the hanger, and especially that top button that's really difficult sometimes for people to get to work. So you simply put the shirt on the hanger, and you slide the collar leaves into the clips of the Color Keeper, and it keeps your collar shirt on the hanger. It also keeps your shirt, the collar leaves nice and pressed and crisp, and so you have no more droopy collars that sometimes happen with collared shirts when they hang too long on hangers. And it works great for both button-down shirts and polo-ed shirts. That's the Color Keeper.
Excellent, excellent. You went to the National Hardware Show with us a couple of years ago. You won the Retailer's Choice Award, which is a very coveted award. So congratulations. But you had a lot of chances to do, you know, the pitch. Try some things that work. Try some things that don't work. How did you learn what works in a pitch and what doesn't?
Well, definitely, I think trial and error is part of it. You know, the more you are out there and trying to talk about your invention, your device, and see if people kind of receive it. I mean, one thing on the radio, it's a little bit more difficult because you don't have any visuals to help people kind of understand what the product is and does. So just being out there practicing, we learned that, you know, you have to keep it short. It's like they call it an elevator pitch for a reason, is because you really only have a few seconds to convey the idea, what it does, how it works, and kind of who it helps, what the pain is for it. And so I think trial and error is a lot of it, getting in front of a lot of different people and seeing what sort of feedback they give you. That's been helpful.
I agree. And I think, you know, when people tell me, well, I'm going to a pitch, I think it's really good to practice and then to take the feedback. And where I start getting, you know, a little itchy about somebody saying, well, I'm going to another pitch session and they've been to four or five. It's like you can either learn, you know, what to say to your audience, or you may, you know, maybe it's not working, and maybe it's the fact that it's the product. Sometimes you learn lessons the hard way. And so, you know, it's words, and you're exactly right, Risa. You know, the words make a difference, and practicing which words make sense. So where have you gone? And where have you practiced that 30-second message?
Well, we have gone to various pitch sort of competitions. We've been involved in business incubators and things like that for not only this product but other ones as well. And so I think being around sort of industry experts is very valuable. And also getting a diversity and variety of industry experts. So there's people that are maybe on the consumer side, the production side, the marketing side. All those different inputs, those people kind of key in on different aspects of the product itself and then also the pitch that you're trying to convey to them. And so just getting a diversity of industry experts, and then also getting the layman, the people that, you know, just the general consumer that may know nothing about what you're trying to do, and pitching to them and seeing if they understand the idea or if they find it valuable or not. And then, like you said, that feedback is so important. If you're talking and you're trying to give your pitch and people's eyes are glazing over, it may be too long or it may be too detailed or some other sort of aspect that you have to kind of learn from people as you get to give your pitch.
Right. As a, you know, if I see somebody look at their watch, I know, you know, that's
time to wrap it up. Yes.
That's for sure. But, you know, I think it's real different if you're pitching to, you know, somebody that's going to be a licensee versus a consumer group. Very different messages, different questions are they're expecting answers to different questions. And while, you know, what problem did you solve and how did you solve it are the first two, the next ones can end up being very different. You know, the consumer wants to know what's the price, but the, you know, the licensee only wants to know that it can be made at a price the consumer will pay. So those are kind of two different elements, and you have to realize the nuances.
Exactly. Yep.
So what's your next step?
So the Color Keeper has just received its utility patent from the United States Patent Office, and it was a long process due to backed up issues at the USPTO. So we finally got the utility patent issued, and we're very happy about that. The next step is we're approaching manufacturers because we'd really like to do a licensing deal to get this product produced and out in front of lots of consumers.
Excellent. Well, you know what? We have got two that we can send you to who are sponsors for our show, and I am sure that they would love to each give you some, you know, pricing and, you know, the time frames and exactly, you know, what you need to know. And if I haven't already sent those to you, Andy, let me do that. And, being able to get out there and, you know, do a short run for a lot of inventors is the key to a good licensing contract.
True.
When you're able to prove that somebody will buy it, makes a difference. Makes a big difference.
Exactly.
And,
right.
Filling some orders. So we want to be able to make sure that, you know, we're able to help you. And we're going to do some video here coming up in the next week or so, so that people can actually see you and see Collar Keeper. And then we're going to say, if you want one of these, contact Andy because, you know, he's the inventor. And, you know, we want to get those products out there and help all of our inventors as much as we can. So, Andy, you will be hearing from me again to do some video and match it up with the radio show. Thank you so much for being with us today. We are grateful. And we are going to take a break. And now we've got our industry expert, Mike Locker with Locker Innovations, lined up to join us. And he's going to get some of that feedback that he is looking for from an inventor. So stay with us here on our GCN station and Invent America. Thank you so much.
Are you looking for an organic weed control that's people and pet friendly? Are you tired of pulling those persistent unwanted grass and weeds which continue to grow through the cracks in your sidewalk and patio, or even in your favorite flower and shrubbery beds? Bonide has the answer with all organic Burnout Weed and Grass Killer. Burnout Weed and Grass Killer is a fast-acting, all-organic formula. You'll start to see results within 24 hours after application. Burnout is great for eliminating weeds growing in your patio and sidewalk cracks. It can be used for preparing flower beds and vegetable gardens for planting. Burnout can be used just about any place where you need to get rid of grass and weeds. Bonide products are family-made in America. All organic Burnout Weed and Grass Killer is available at your neighborhood farm feed store, hardware store, or garden center, or Bonide.com. That's Bonide.com to locate a retailer near you.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Welcome back to Home Talk USA with Michael King. Do you have questions about your next home improvement project or home repairs? Now you can chat with verified home repair and home improvement experts in just minutes. Get the help you need by visiting HometalkUSA.com, one of the best resources for home improvement information around today. Your best life begins with your best home, and there's no place like Home Talk. That's HometalkUSA.com. And now, back to Invent America from the number one home improvement radio program in the country, Home Talk USA, with your host, the Cajun contractor Michael King, and his co-host, the Inventor Lady, Rita Crompton.
Hi, everybody. My name is Rita Crompton, obviously, and we are here today talking about the fury that goes around creating a pitch for a product. And what we're learning is that there's certain things you say at one point, depending on your audience, and certain things you say at another point, depending on your audience. But don't get caught up in the fury of the pitch, because you can really lose valuable time. Our industry expert with us today is Mike Locker, co-founder of Locker Innovations. He has been working with inventors and entrepreneurs and business proprietors for around 30 years. I don't know, does 30 years sound better or 3 decades? I'm not really sure.
Yeah, Mike,
tell us.
3 decades is fine. Either way, I guess you don't win, right? I'm old. I'm aging. So, but yeah, thanks, Rita. Pleasure to be here. Yeah, we've got a good 30 years on our 31st year of being in the industry of product launching, development, manufacturing, and all that fun stuff.
So that is so cool. And we've known each other for quite a while. Your main brand that you work on is called Cozy Cover, and it's cozy-cover.com if we've got people who want to go and take a look. But you've done a variety of different products over the years, and you've heard people approach you. What do you want to hear? So first of all, tell our listeners, our inventors and potential inventors and everybody related to an inventor, which is everybody in America, what right. Walker Innovations does.
Well, kind of long story short, because we could go on for hours, but we're a pretty diversified company. We can take a product, you know, from the idea of just sitting at the bar talking to a friend and you've got this idea. We can go literally from napkin to retail. The space has changed a lot over the years as e-commerce has launched with Amazon and website direct selling and sales funnels and stuff like that, which has been great for the inventor because back in the day, a lot of people had a product, but they didn't have anywhere to sell it. And if you didn't get into retail stores, you didn't have a product. And now with the likes of Amazon and just developing a website or even a landing page and some sort of a sales plan or strategy, you can actually test your product. You can find out if you really do have a product and if there's a customer out there, and some products never make it to retail. They just go direct to consumer. So our company has worked all the way from receiving purchase orders from Walmart in the mail to fax machine to digitally, and now we've got online business as well. So it's evolved and came a long way, as I think, in favor of the inventor. And so we kind of help manage all of those channels and try to bring a product from idea to the promised land.
And so when someone approaches you, what is it that you want to know? What do they need to tell you first in order to get your attention?
Well, number one, ultimately, is we like to have some sort of a presentation deck or a presentation of some sort that would cover number one, is your product solving a problem? You know, what is the problem? How are you solving it? What does the market look like? What's the volume of the consumer, if you will? How big is the market? What's the demand? And then we kind of look into how does it differ from any competition that's out there? Are you patent pending or do you have a patent issued? Any trademarks, like anything of value that we can complete due diligence on to weigh in if this has legs or not. I mean, it gets down to even manufacturing, proof of concept, product liability insurance, like all these things that are involved with the product. That's what we would have to understand. And we complete a lot of that due diligence. Most inventors, you know, I mean, that's where you come into play, right? I mean, you're such a tremendous resource to the product world that the due diligence you complete really helps companies like us out.
Yeah, and that's what we try to do is get inventors teed up so that they can go to someone like you and say, all right, I am ready for the next steps. And they don't waste your time by saying, you know, you really needed to talk to Rita first and get lined up for us. We want them contacting you when they've got product that's ready to go.
Right.
And
right,
we're going to do a video, Mike, so that you can get on and people can actually see you. And that way, you know, they like to stick a name to the face of and to the voice. So thank you so much for being with us. We are going to take a quick break, everyone, so that we can pay some rent and talk to you about some of our service providers here and our sponsors. So I am going to let our company take it over. This is Communication Network. Dennis, Communication Network. And we are going to pay some bills. I will be back in just a couple of minutes.
Are you worried about mosquitoes ruining your barbecue? How about those mosquitoes that you have been hearing about in the news, which are spreading that Zika and West Nile virus? Cajun Man here. Let Bonide help you take care of this problem with some easy-to-use mosquito beater products. You see, mosquitoes love wet, damp areas, standing or slow-moving water. If this describes your property, you need to use Bonide's mosquito beater water soluble pouches that kill the mosquito larvae before they turn into flying, biting adult mosquitoes. Why wait? Start protecting your family today. Stop on your way home to pick up some Bonide's mosquito beater products. Bonide products are family made in America. Bonide mosquito beater can be found at your neighborhood hardware stores, garden centers, or farm stores. So just go to Bonide to find a retailer near you. Again, Bonide products are family made in America.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is going to happen soon. With all the distractions in the media, we probably won't see it coming. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing. But you know better. American families are preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their three-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Order by 3 p.m., and your items ship the same day. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear. Because for 75 years, he's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Home Talk USA with Michael King. Do you have questions about your next home improvement project or home repairs? Now you can chat with verified home repair and home improvement experts in just minutes. Get the help you need by visiting HometalkUSA.com, one of the best resources for home improvement information around today. Your best life begins with your best home, and there's no place like Home Talk. That's HometalkUSA.com. And now, back to Invent America from the number one home improvement radio program in the country, Home Talk USA, with your host, the Cajun contractor Michael King, and his co-host, the Inventor Lady, Rita Crompton.
Thanks for being with us today, everyone. I want to encourage you, if you have a product out there that could sell at a big box retail store, please get in touch with us so that we can get you lined up to go to the National Hardware Show. It is one of the best places to show off. And if you are just getting started or you have lessons to share with everybody, join us at the Inventor Roundtable meetings. They are free. And if you would like to be on the radio, it is free for every inventor to be on the radio. Share your experience with the other inventors out there who are afraid to take that first step. You can go to my website, InventorLady.com, fill out the form that says want to be on the radio, or go to InventAmerica.info. You can see all of our archived shows and the form to be on the radio with us. And if you need a service provider, please call me. We know all of the good ones, and we know way too many of the scoundrels, and we can say, don't go there. Try these guys. And Scott Carsey with CAD Design is one of our early stage service providers. He would love to help you with that first prototype, and we have several good attorneys who can help get that first patent filed. So give me a call, Rita@InventorLady.com. Talk to you next week.
Home Talk USA with Michael King is produced by Home Talk Media in association with King's Broadcasting Network and Genesis Communications Network. Broadcast and streamed live from the great state of Louisiana. Host and producer, the Cajun Contractor, Michael King. Executive producer, Michael Melanson. Affiliate and sponsor relations, Joe Sparrow. Comptroller, Sheila Gregoire. Assistant producer, Christian Bethencourt. Board operators provided by Genesis Communications Network. And I'm your announcer, Kevin McCarthy. Music includes King's Creole by Prolific Arts, Cajun Jam by StockMusic.com, and Zydeco City by Steve Rice. Home Talk USA with Michael King is sponsored by Bonai, pest solutions for your home, garden, and lawn. Decorators, take outdoor living beyond ordinary. Aztec Washer, innovative roofing solutions. Seal it right, seal it tight. Trimislab, replace rotten or missing wood with Trimislab expansion joint repair. Masonry Cosmetics, change the color of any porous masonry with proven masonry staining. Green Products Company, number one in wood preservatives. Preserve, protect, and clean what you value, and most of all, make it last. Bond Products, manufacturers of Instabind, the world's first do-it-yourself carpet binding solution. DeckRite, life is tough. Make your exterior flooring tougher. Thank you for joining us for another episode of Home Talk USA with Michael King. Until next time, visit us at HometalkUSA.com. Your best life begins with your best home, and there's no place like Home Talk. That's HometalkUSA.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.